Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning.
Can I get an amen?
Time for some good news.
It's this time of the morning that we get together with a little positive news to try to brighten up your day. Recently here on the radio show, we've had debates about zoos and whether they're for kids or adults. But yeah, we're going to put those differences aside. Mo, Eric, we're putting those aside, right? Okay? Because today I have a story about a zoo that is just so sweet. There's a zoo in Indiana that has a pack of African painted dogs. They're puppies. They're little babies. They look kind of like hyenas, but they're much smaller. And they were born to a pair of painted dogs at another zoo. But the mom and dad, for whatever reason, rejected the puppies and wouldn't take care of them, wouldn't feed them.
Okay.
So they sent these painted dogs, these African painted dog puppies, to an Indiana zoo. And they are thriving there thanks to Cassie. Now you think, okay, maybe it's one of the caretakers, one of the people there.
Sure.
Cassie is a golden retriever. And she's adopted those puppies as her own.
Aww.
Because she has puppies and she's now feeding 7 babies.
Whoa. Oh my God.
And the pictures are everything.
Stop it.
I'm going to post this up in our stories this morning. You can see it there about Cassie and the painted African dogs, which, by the way, are so cute, people are going to want them as pets.
Oh.
Don't buy them. They'll chew your face off when they get bigger, okay? But wherever you are this morning, in the kitchen or in the car, can I get an amen for Cassie, the mama dog that's taking care of everybody?
Amen.
That's the way it works. We love talking about good news because the more you share good news, seems like the more good news you get to share. You can always let us know if there's something you'd like to tell us about. Share your good news. 713-881-5500. And you could be our next amen here on The Bull. I got a quick question for you here. Do you remember this song at all? Any idea what that is?
No.
Nope.
It's a theme to Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh.
If they did that show today, wouldn't it have to be Billionaire?
Yeah, probably.
With the inflation and
stuff. Is that your final answer?
Was that your final answer? Regis Philbin?
Wow. Mo knows TV.
Wow.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I thought it would be appropriate because we're trying to win $1.23 billion. In the Powerball drawing that is going to be happening tomorrow night. But we need your help this morning on telling us what numbers that we should draw. Do we want to do ours or do we want to do the three on the phone?
Let's do ours first.
Yeah. We'll give them an example of what we mean.
Yeah. So we're just choosing the white balls?
We're choosing white balls.
Okay. You want me to go first?
Yeah. Grab a white ball.
And you say your number and you say why you love that number?
Yep.
Okay, mine's 69. And I love that number because
that is
what we set the thermostat to. Is that good?
Yeah, that's great.
I'm feeling lucky.
That is backing away from the microphone.
Leaning in.
Eric, what's yours?
All right, so our first number is 69. Mo chose that one.
Yes, what do you
mine's
choose?
Embarrassing.
Okay.
I thought we were going to tell something like honest and true.
That's about honest and true.
Mine is 28.
Okay.
Why is yours 28, Eric?
But mine's embarrassing. You can move along from mine.
Well, no, you have to tell your story.
What do you set your thermostat to 28? Like, why is that embarrassing?
Because that is the age that I finally, after years, became a man.
28
I waited a long time.
28?
Awesome, yeah. Eric. All right, I'm going to put a star next to that.
Okay.
28.
You know what? Jesus is proud of me. That's all that matters. I don't need your opinion, okay? No. Or approval.
George.
And see, we go to the totally opposite end. My number is 11.
That's very young.
Well, you don't know what the story is.
Oh, sorry. What's
you
the story?
You know what the story is about 11.
Yes, go ahead.
11 years old is when I discovered my grandpa, who ran a junkyard all of his life. I loved my grandpa. When I discovered that he actually made moonshine on the side.
Whoa. Cool.
And I snuck a little taste of it. I was 11
first time
years
old. Became a man. 11 years old.
11 years old for moonshine. With,
I think I feel
grandma.
Really good about these numbers so far.
All right. Let's go to Laura, who's on the phone. Hey, Laura, good morning. Tell us your number and the story behind it.
Hey, guys. Good morning. So my number is 13, and the reason why. So I was born on a Friday the 13th. I got my first kiss on a Friday the 13th. I got my Aggie ring from Texas A&M on my 22nd birthday, which happened to be a Friday the 13th. And then I also graduated and commissioned into the Navy on a Friday the 13th.
Wow.
Whoa.
Amazing,
way better
Laura.
Than Taylor Swift.
I love it.
Way better.
Yes, and I think the best part about it is, like, none of it I planned. So it aww. All just
that
way. I love that for you.
I love that.
I love that for us, actually, because that's awesome.
So,
okay, Laura.
I really hope it works out.
Thank you.
Can I say this? Thank you for
your
service,
I should get
your
phone number.
Too, by the way, okay?
Yeah, because when we win, I need to call you.
Yeah, so, call Laura.
I got your number.
I love that. That's a really good story there. We want to know your numbers and why you're picking them.
All right, Rick in Houston, give us your number and then tell us why.
My number is 3. Mm-hmm. Because that's the day I went into remission from stage 4 colon cancer.
Heck
what?
Yeah, Rick.
What?
Stage 4?
Thank you. Congratulations. We're going to celebrate that
with
you no matter
what.
That
is amazing, brother.
Yep.
Did you get to ring the bell?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, you dang right you did.
Heck yeah.
Dang right.
Already a winner.
Loud and proud.
That's right, baby.
I got your number, baby, so we can call you when we win.
We got your phone number. We're ready there. Okay, so now we have our 5 numbers, right?
Okay, yes. White balls.
We need a red ball. We need 1 to 26.
Okay.
Any number between 1 and 26. Good morning. It's Morning Bullpen. Do you have a number between 1 and 26? Hello. Good morning. Hi there. If you get off your speakerphone, you might be able to hear me a little bit better.
Uh-oh.
But tell us what your number is.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow, I'm not feeling good about this.
We don't have a Powerball.
Hey.
Wait, are you there? Hello?
Hello?
What's your name?
Yes, you. What's your number?
My number is
20. 20? Okay, tell us why.
Why?
Yes. Well, because my niece is 20.
Did you drop your phone in the toilet?
I hate
your phone is in the toilet. Just reach in and grab it.
She said 20.
She did say 20.
And if we win, we're buying her a new phone.
Okay, yes. We're buying her a new phone. Do we have her number?
Yes, I have her phone
number.
Her
number. Okay, all right, 20. I have no idea what she said. I feel like it was a good story.
We are putting a lot of trust into this.
So here are numbers this morning for the Powerball.
Mm-hmm. 69,
mm-hmm.
28,
yeah.
11.
He's young.
13,
yeah.
3,
mm-hmm.
and 20, we think.
Okay, we think it was 20.
We think it was
20. I think it was...
Okay, all right, there are the numbers.
We've got to turn this around. We feel good about this.
$1.23 billion is going to happen for us here on the Morning Bullpen. had to add an extra run this week into my training progress because of the brisket bracket. Just let me say that right up front, okay? Man, it's been so much fun. Last couple of weeks, we've been doing the brisket bracket here on the Bowl. And Mo, this all started with a single goal in mind.
Yeah, we wanted to find the best brisket in the Houston area. And it started off with your votes, your nominations, and we started with the Meat 16.
Yes.
Then we whittled it down to the I'll Eat 8.
I'll Eat 8.
Yeah, I'll Eat 8, yeah.
Then the Final Fork.
Yes, yes. And then it was the Final Chew,
yes.
Right?
Today will be the Final Chew.
Okay, yeah. So we'll.
And the goal is to find the Grand Champion.
Champion, okay. Yes. There we go. I almost forgot that.
I think we got all of our puns in 30 seconds. That's pretty good. There you go. So, the voting closes at 7:30. Is that right this morning?
Yeah, that's right. Okay. So both teams, Old Bucks and Corkscrew Barbecue, no matter who wins, this has been an amazing race. By the way, everybody that's listening to this, just go to the Bull Houston on Instagram or Facebook. Find the original brisket bracket. Find the original 16 teams. These are all locally owned barbecue restaurants. Just go give them a follow.
Yeah,
that's all I ask. That's all we're asking you to do is follow these restaurants. Let them convince you that they've got the best brisket in town.
Actually, I'm going to ask them to do something else. You need to go try all 16.
Okay. Wow.
I'm going to lay down the challenge.
That's right. It's like if you want to go on, if you're looking, you know, some people's like, I have a map of all the different places I'm going to visit.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, yeah. You need to go try all of these because they are all, we've loved hearing the stories. We've loved getting to know these folks. And thanks to everybody. This has been overwhelming this year for Brisket Bracket. And we'll find out, coming up this morning, about an hour from now, we'll find out who's going to be our grand champion in the Brisket Bracket here on the Bowl. It was a great night for the Astros. They didn't lose last night. Wait a minute. They didn't play last night, did they? Okay.
That's rude.
No, I'm just saying they had a tough start to the beginning of the season. It's a long season. We're okay.
Yeah.
And we got some really good news. Justin Verlander may be coming back this weekend, but not where you think he's
going to
be.
Yes. He is going to allegedly start his Major League rehab assignment with the Sugar Land Space Cowboys this weekend. So obviously it's a subject to change. Stuff happens all the time. But I think it's a risk that most people are willing to take if you want to go check out Justin Verlander, see what's going on with him, and go to one of our favorite ballparks because Sugar Land is so freaking fun.
Can you imagine sitting in that ballpark and watching Justin Verlander
pitch?
That would
be so trippy. I was just thinking, I've actually never watched a game there. My family's been.
Oh, my goodness.
We had something going on at some point for the show, and so my family went, and I've never actually been.
They left you behind. Yeah. Whatever.
So family-friendly and just like a fun place to go.
Yeah, I mean, everything they do there, first class. Sugar Land, Justin Verlander this weekend. Oh, and the Astros themselves will play tonight. They're playing Rangers.
Why you gotta do that, George? We're having such a good time.
Is it in Dallas or whatever?
Yeah. Don't you think there's gonna be a lot of smack talking going on?
Oh my God, the noises.
All weekend long. Just saying, it's gonna happen. So
I'll see you in Sugarland.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait.
Look at the positive, okay? Let's go to Sugarland and see Justin Verlander. If you need any of the details, let us know. We'll get them to you, all right? It's the Morning Bullpen. Luke Bryan getting your morning started. Most people are good. I'm pretty excited because coming up in 20 minutes, we'll find out who wins the grand, see, I almost want to say grand, the grand championship in the brisket bracket that's 20 minutes away here on the Morning Bullpen. But right now, time to have a little fun with 10-Minute Tune. This is where Eric, who has this amazing ability to hear your suggestions about what crazy song you'd like to hear, and he can turn it into a song in 10 minutes, but it has to start with your crazy suggestions.
Yes, 713-881-5500. First up, we've got Frankie on the phone with his daughter Ava. They're in Pearland. Ava, are you my friend? Do I know you?
Yes.
I knew it was you, sister. All right. Auntie Momo wants to get you a song. What would you like Mr. Eric to sing about today?
Well, I want to sing about how crazy little kids are at water parks and them having accidents in the pool and everyone having to run.
Okay, I have to tell you something, okay. Ava.
Like accident?
Eric gets in trouble when he sings about potty stuff.
Yeah, the potty stuff. That's what I thought. Okay,
but you're lucky, yeah. Ava, because about 3 days ago, I did a song about public swimming pools.
Oh, you did?
Oh, that's right. That.
And it
that's
does
right.
include okay. accidents in the
you're
pool.
You're right, it does.
And you can go get that at themorningbullpen.com.
Yeah, so Frankie, her dad.
Have the best day.
No, yeah, you can do that. So let's go to line five.
That would be Lisa in Houston. Hey, what should I sing about today?
Hey, the Harris County headlines. Have you done that yet?
Oh, yes, actually, we have.
Hey, this has turned into a plug for our podcast.
It was unique. Yeah. You did it in the style of only sports.
Oh,
in Harris
County, I forgot
that. So it was a little different.
Yeah, we had somebody call up and say, just sing about the sports headlines. Flip over to the sports page of the Harris County paper. So I did that. Ooh. And you can get that at themorningbullpen.com as well.
Okay, great. Thanks. Right,
thank you. See, and again, honestly, I didn't mean for this to turn into an ad for subscribing to our podcast that you can find at themorningbullpen.com.
You're so ridiculous.
While supplies last.
John is on the phone in Montrose. John, what do you think Eric should sing about today?
Hey, guys. All right. I know this is corny, but I kind of want to get in on the whole birthday thing. Okay. My birthday is tomorrow.
Okay. Oh, so you have an April birthday song.
Yeah, you know, something that shows, you know, it rains a lot, the weather, your seasonality, you know, something my mom would enjoy. So.
All right, so April showers. We'll definitely put that in your birthday song. I think this is a great idea. We're already a few days into the month. Let's knock it out.
Do some April birthdays?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, John Evanelli, he's going to choose you this morning, buddy.
Okay, cool. Thanks, guys.
That was easy.
And did you say you want it to be something that your mom would love?
Yes, exactly. You know, like she loves the show too, you know.
Okay, I'll definitely put something about when you were made. How about that? Just for your mom.
Okay, I did come out at 6 in the morning, though.
Okay,
you know, just
to
so you guys know.
Okay.
Know.
What's your mom's name, John?
Daphne
and John, an April birthday song. All right, we're going to choose you. I'm going to put 10 minutes on the clock.
Thank you. Appreciate it, guys.
We'll find out how he does in creating another 10-minute tune. It's on the way next here on the Morning Bullpen.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, Kenny Chesney just seems to fit on a morning like this. Is this not the prettiest morning we've had? The last few, though, Mo, have been so pretty. It's just absolutely gorgeous today. So I'm just in a good mood, I think, because Brisket Bracket is wrapping up in a few minutes.
Yeah.
We got the final two. We got
and
the final two.
They bring breakfast.
That's what I'm hoping.
That puts me in a good mood as well.
But it is a gorgeous morning. Looks like it's going to be a good weekend, too. Well, at least until we get to Monday for the eclipse. But that's a whole different thing. We're not going to get into that. Right now, we're going to have a little fun. It's time for our 10-minute tune. Find out what Eric has done with the suggestion that we got this morning.
Yes, it came in from John in Montrose.
Hey, guys. All right. I know this is corny, but I kind of want to get in on the whole birthday thing. So my birthday's tomorrow.
Okay.
Oh, so you want a birthday, April birthday song.
Okay, so that's what he requested. Let's see what Eric has been able to create this morning.
Speaking of moms, he wanted to dedicate it to his mother, Daphne. Don't forget that.
Okay. So I did put a thing in there about parents.
Okay.
I did put in, he wanted me to mention, like, the weather gets rainy this time of year.
April. Yep.
So okay. I do these birthday songs in the style of L-O-V-E. Remember that song?
I do remember that song. Okay. All right. Here we go. It's today's 10-minute tune.
A is all of your birthday candles. P is for the pranks on April Fools. R, it's so dang rainy, hot, then cold, it just keeps changing. I is IRS, yes, don't forget to pay your taxes. L is for the love your parents shared. They hooked up in July, now you're here. April's when Titanic sank and people died. How tragic. Oh. It's also when you were born.
Wait, did you have to throw in Titanic?
Actually, I didn't have time, but it is like April is one of the saddest days or months in American history because so many things happened. Like Titanic died, Lincoln was shot, World War II started.
No. It's John's birthday.
John and Daphne wanted a birthday song, and you turned it into this.
My goodness. Okay. Titanic.
Rest in peace, Titanic.
All right, that's our 10-minute tune today.
I'll never let go, John.
If you want to grab it, if you have an April birthday or somebody in your family, you'll find it at themorningbullpen.com. It's the Morning Bullpen and Brisket Bracket Grand Championship Day today.
Why, when we say it, do I feel like I have to, like, say grand weird?
I know. I want to say
grand. Like the Grand Prix.
It's the Grand Championship.
Grand Championship.
We started out looking for the best brisket in the Houston area.
Mm-hmm.
And it came in votes. We asked for people to vote on Facebook.
Nominations, said, yes.
Yeah, just tell us your favorite place.
Strictly y'all. And it all has been down to voting. And that's gotten us to where we are today, the Grand Championship.
There we go, the Grand Championship. So we went through the Meat 16. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, I can't say it. You have to.
We started with the Meat 16.
Yeah. And then we went to the I'll Eat 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Final Fork. And now it's the Grand Champion here today. We're also on Facebook. If you're listening on the radio and you want to join us on Facebook, not while you're driving, do it safely. But if you're at the office already or you got somebody else that's driving or whatever, you can pull us up on Facebook so you can see some of the stuff that we have in the studio. By the way, the smell in the studio.
It just overtook everything, which I kind of appreciate because our studio is disgusting.
All right, let's meet some of the people that are competing today for the Grand Championship.
Sorry, George.
Yeah.
All right, let's first talk to Old Bucks. This is BJ. Say hey to everybody. Say hey to the whole world, BJ.
Good morning, guys. BJ here.
Yes, sir.
What's
from,
up?
From Manville, yeah, right?
We're Old Bucks Barbecue. We're in Manville, Texas.
Okay.
I brought my wife, Shelly.
Hey, Shelly.
Hi, Shelly.
I got the three kiddos. They're missing first period this morning.
Uh-oh. We'll write you like a note to your teachers if you need, or send them like a video.
Will Terry and Wyatt, and then we got Kate down there. On the
where do y'all go to school? Okay. All right. Hang on. Let me turn on another. We're going to need like 18 microphones in here today. We have so many people.
Representing Manville.
Tell me again where you go to school. You got to get real close to that microphone.
We go to school a little bit south of Manville over in Iowa Colony, Texas.
Yes, sir.
I don't know where Iowa Colony is. One of my favorite shooting ranges down there in Iowa Colony. So, all right. So now let's meet Will. Will, step up.
Howdy, howdy. Will Bugman, Corkscrew Barbecue.
There we go. And so it's north versus south again.
Y'all are in spring. You didn't introduce your beautiful wife.
Oh, wow.
I got you, girl.
There you go. All right. I'm going to pay for that one for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, that's what you get for coming in our studio. I'm not going to let you just come in here like that.
Thought we were friends.
All right, so here's the thing that we have loved about this. This has been insanely, wildly successful this year. It has been so crazy. Every game, every matchup has been so much fun to watch because, again, it was one of those things where you had giant names that everybody knows. You had little places that nobody'd ever heard of, and it gave a chance for everybody to compete in the Meet 16. But we're down to it, and we have a grand champion to announce today, Eric. So
we do, and there has been a little controversy in the voting process, okay?
Are you going to tell us about it?
Yeah, let's discuss, Mo.
Okay.
So here's the deal. There, somebody has released bots on Instagram to sway the voting.
So, I hate that.
Yes, we said that likes and shares would count as votes. So if somebody likes the picture, that counts as a vote for that team. If they share that picture, it counts as a vote for that team.
That seems easy.
Everything was going great.
Right.
Somebody ruined the fun. None of the nice people in this room did that.
Yes.
So before I ever greeted them at the elevator today, y'all had a conversation, right?
And I'm going to ask you all to get real close. I tell you what, Will, why don't you come over here? BJ, why don't you get on that microphone and get really close? You have to get a lot closer than you're comfortable most of the time to talk about this. But we did want to address this because this is the price of this being so popular. Isn't that a shame?
That is
a
shame.
I hate that. Yeah. I hate that. That somebody got involved last night and did this. So you guys talked about it. Tell us your conversations.
Well, I just started off by saying, you know, yesterday we saw how the voting was going all day long. Old Bucks was serving up a Texas-sized butt whooping. There's no doubt about it. All day long. There was no catching up. We knew that early on. And we were perfectly happy with that. We're happy to be here. Once we saw that Instagram had taken off and 10,000 votes in an hour, we knew something was wrong.
Right.
So we suggested that we go off of Facebook votes only. I think that's only fair.
Okay. Because that's the place that couldn't be influenced by bots. Am I right on that, Eric? I had turned to Eric for all the tech stuff on the social media stuff.
Yeah, what happened is both Instagram accounts got hit with these bots. So they have decided to completely ignore the Instagram fake votes and only go with the Facebook votes. Is that right, BJ?
Yeah, that's right. When, you know, they met us, Will and his wife, they met us down in the garage, and they instantly came up and just said they apologized. But, you know, I had some loyal followers that got upset, and, you know, our answer is we're all just happy to be here. I know these guys are pros. They make some of the best barbecue around, not just Houston. And it was an honor to be here. So, you know, for them to apologize, it happened to us too. We got hit and got 13,000 votes that we did not earn. So.
Yeah, yeah. I hate it. I hate it. Right, because here's the thing. The people that actually voted on Instagram, it throws their vote out, which I hate to do.
Yeah.
But again, it's one of those things. I hate to say it, but it's the price of popularity. This thing was so popular. I mean, every matchup up until now was getting thousands of votes. But like you said, when you see 1 hour, all of a sudden 10,000 votes comes in. And it happened late at night last night.
Yep.
After everybody had kind of stopped watching, I guess, and it just, I hate it. I hate that people ruin good things. But
it's still a good thing, George. It's still a great thing.
And that's what I was going to say. Let's make sure that we celebrate this. How about it for Corkscrew and for Old Bucks?
Yeah.
Both.
All right.
Getting to the grand championship.
Are y'all going to try before we announce, or are we going to...
We will do the sampling later.
Okay.
Because that also does not influence the vote here. But going on what we've talked about, and Mo is holding up the trophy if you're on Facebook Live.
Oh, look at that, y'all.
BJ just said, oh.
Whoa. How's that going to look up on somebody's mantle?
It's a big Hulk-looking man ripping off his shirt and eating barbecue, obviously.
All right. So let's get back to the fun. Let's get back to the celebration. Eric.
Yes.
You've done all the tallying here
after
the conversation.
Look at all my post-it notes from the morning. I have a trash can full over there. But if you tabulate and ignore Instagram completely, if we just take Instagram off the board and vote only on Facebook, the winner of this year's brisket bracket is Old Buck's Barbecue.
Damn.
There we go.
Congratulations!
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Old Buck's fans. That's awesome.
Well, you not only, it did seem like yesterday that everybody in Manville was sharing your posts and everything like that. Get real close to the microphone here. I saw some, your local politicians got involved in it, too.
They did, but they're legitimate customers that come and support
us. Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
So. We, Manville, we're south of Houston, Brazoria County. We're proud to bring it to Brazoria County. This is, some of the best barbecue in the world is here in Houston, Texas.
I love it. And I agree, by the way.
Yes, sir.
I agree. Everybody that I talk to that I know across the country is so jealous that we get to do an actual brisket bracket every year. So the grand champion is Old Buck's. Woo! Our reserve grand champion, second year in a row, is the folks at Corkscrew. Thank you guys so much for being here. And thank you all for addressing this. It was one of the things, again, that we absolutely hate, but it doesn't take away any of the joy that we have for both of you also.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. On Facebook, we're gonna stay on Facebook.
Yeah.
And we're going to show you. We're going to show you some of the things that we have in the studio. They brought their samples here this morning. So there we go. We'll get pictures. We'll post them up if you're on Facebook Live, too. It is the Brisket Bracket here on the Morning Bullpen.
The new Morning Bullpen with George, Mo, and Eric.
It's time for somebody to challenge Mo for money. Because Mo knows country.
All right, Roger is in. His words, not mine. Pass it, get down, Dina.
Yeah.
You would say the same thing, George.
I would say the same thing. And Roger is trying to get $100 like yesterday when Mo lost. Here's how you catch Roger.
That $100 bill is right out of most purses. It's going to be yours, but you got to win. So we're going to ask you both five country-related trivia questions, and whoever gets the most right answers wins. But ties always go to Mo. Why is that, Roger? Roger, why is that?
Roger, it's Mo's money.
There you go.
Because it is Mo's money. All right, tell her to get out of here, Roger, and we'll get this game started, okay? Are you hearing us okay, Roger? Roger?
That will be an automatic forfeit.
Okay, now, Roger, if you're on a speakerphone or something, that's going to be a problem. I thought we talked about that, but all right, Mo, get out of here. We'll get this game. We'll get this game started. All right, Roger, you got five country-related trivia questions, and they start right now. All right, question number one. Maybe it's just how forever feels, but this beach-loving star with over 30 albums and worth hundreds of millions of dollars says he still fears failure. Can you name the country star we're talking about, Roger? You can say pass if you don't know the answer. Yeah,
need an answer. Need an answer, Roger. All right, we're going to pass on that one, George.
Okay, question number two. He was a judge on American Idol, and now it'll be a long, hot summer for him being a mega mentor on The Voice. Can you name this singer?
Roger.
You got to talk to me here, Roger. I think he just hung up on us.
Roger did not know country.
He did not. Why did he call? All right, so we'll get Mo back in.
Roger gave up, Mo.
What happened?
He gave up. He quit. He hung up.
After two questions.
Were they hard?
I don't think so. Let me ask you the first two questions I ask.
All she really has to do is get this first one right, and she keeps her money.
Okay, I'm ready.
Question number one. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just how forever feels, but this beach-loving star, who has over 30 albums and is worth hundreds of millions of dollars,
yes,
says he still fears failure. Can you name him?
Gosh, it's Kenny Chesney.
It is Kenny Chesney.
All right.
That is the correct answer.
Sorry, do I get to keep my money now?
And yeah, Roger, in Pass and Get Down, Dina does not know country.
Roger, I love you. I think. I didn't have enough time to really get to
know.
I was just sitting in the hallway eating brisket. It's fine.
Okay. Here's what you do. You have to know country music when you call in on this game, just so we make that clear. It's called Mo Knows Country, and you will get a chance to play Mo on Monday morning. And as a matter of fact, see, if Roger had just listened to Nick Russo in the afternoon at 5:20, we always give you the first two answers to the next game. Try it this afternoon and play on Monday on The Bull.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.